morning, everyone, and welcome. We're not going to do meet and greet or anything like that. We're just going to stand, and then we're going to start to worship.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive.
Just before we go any further, I just wanted to read out of Psalm 46 tonight. And I know that it's the middle of the week and we're coming in here on a lot of things that have been going on throughout the week in our families and our jobs. And and all these other things. And so I just wanted to take a minute to decompress, to kind of disarm ourselves from the stresses of life, and to really focus in on what the Lord promises, what the Lord says. And Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will fear not, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. And God is in the midst of her. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars cease. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder. He burns the chariots in fire. And verse 10 says, but be still and know that I am God, and that I will be exalted among the nations. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our strength. And just as we continue, just encourage you, take a seat for a second if you need to, stand, whatever you want. But we're just going to take a minute and sit in the Lord's presence. We're going to decompress, we're going to disarm ourselves, and we're going to focus on what the Lord is calling us to, that even though the mountains and the earth falls into the heart of sea, that we can be still and know that he is God. That his plan for us is that he wants us to prosper. And what I love about that verse too is that it was written when the Israelites are in captivity. You know, that's their prayer, that the Lord's path for us, his promise for us is that we should prosper. And so tonight, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, I just encourage you to give it up to the Lord. And if you don't know how to start tonight, just start with the truths of who he says he is, that he's worthy of our praise, of our adoration, of our worship, that he promises to give us peace that surpasses understanding. That even in the chaos and the storms of our lives, we see Jesus in Scripture sleeping on the boat. That he's in control. So we're just going to sit just for a minute and just encourage you to just speak with the Lord. Who this is for in here tonight, but I just have this sense, this feeling that there's someone in here that feels like the Lord's forgotten them, that he's left, that he's retracted from them. And I just want to remind you that that's not the case, that he promises to be with us always, that our perception can change. Our motivations can change. But the Lord's promises and who he says he is never do. And you may feel like tonight that you're worthless, and that's part of the reason why God has left. But I just would like to remind you of the things that he says you are. That you're chosen, that you're free, that you're not forsaken, that you're set apart, that you're loved by God, most importantly. And as tonight, as we seek the Lord with all of our hearts, as we position, as we posture our hearts to commune with the Lord, that he's going to meet with you. He's going to meet with us. And whatever circumstance you feel like is hindering that, that there's breakthrough waiting, that healing is waiting. That God wants to do something special tonight. And it takes us choosing to worship through those circumstances that we find victory, that we find breakthrough, that we find freedom. It's that act of vulnerability of pushing past ourselves, because he is worthy whether we believe it or not. Because he deserves the glory for what he's going to do in your life. When we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, there's miraculous things that take place. When we allow the Lord to take our hearts of stone and turn them back into hearts of flesh. And Father, we just continue to usher in your Spirit tonight. Would you be the one that our eyes are fixed upon? Would it not be the fight we got in before we came to church? Would it not be how long it took us to get here, or whether we're walking in late, or whatever it is, God? But would you help us to remember that you're the one that we're here to meet with? That our circumstances pale in comparison to what you want to do. God, and once we push past ourselves, push past the things that we're dealing with, and focus on the freedom that you want to give us, is when we find it. So Father, tonight we're choosing to worship you. In places in our lives where we haven't had joy for so long, we're choosing joy. Where we find torment, God, we're choosing peace. Because these are the things that you promised to us, God. So would you just allow your Spirit to fall afresh on us tonight? We know that you're here with us. Would you turn our heart's attention to whatever you want to do? God, we ask that immeasurably more tonight. Immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. Would you meet us in this place? And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
We will sing of all you've done. We sing. and you lift me up. You lift me up where there is death.
Good that you are here with us, God. We are here because you are here, God. Without you here, God, we would just be a group of people gathered together, God, singing songs, God, in vain. But you are here. You receive our praise. You inhabit the praises of your people, God. You have things that you want to do in this place, God. So may you do those things, God. May we receive those things. May we hear from you, God, of who you are. As we declare back to you what we know about you, God, and you speak to us about who we are, God, because of you, because of what you've done, God. We love you. We worship you. Amen.
Thank you. Verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The beauty about God's peace that surpasses our understanding means that we don't have to have all the answers, that we don't have to have it figured out, that we don't have to know why these things and these trials are going through. And as we sing of God's peace, it's His desire to give us His peace. And I'm sure that there's things that you're wrestling with tonight that you may not be experiencing the peace of the Lord. And God describes two types of peace: peace with God, and that happens when we trust God for salvation. We become in right position with God. But then also God describes the peace of God, and that's when we trust Him in our circumstances. When we stop trying to change our lives or get a better circumstance, but to say, "Lord, this is where you have me." And I really feel that it's God's desire right now to give us that peace. And the scripture tells us that if we'll be anxious for nothing, if we'll stop worrying and be thankful for everything, all the good things that He's given us and who He is in our lives, and then to present our requests before Him, that He will grant us that peace that surpasses understanding. I'd like to lead us in a time of prayer that's a little bit unique for us, but I believe that it's biblical, and that's to get on our knees. And if you feel comfortable, in just a moment, we're going to get on our knees before the Lord to press into his presence, to wait upon him. If you don't feel comfortable, I understand as well. But the reason to get on our knees is to surrender to the Lord. And I'd actually encourage you to meditate upon that and think about that, because that's God's desire, is that we would be surrendered to him. And so much of our lives is about control. We want control. We want to be the boss. We want to be the Lord. And God waits for us to give over control, to give over surrender. So personally, but also as a church right now, as we get on our knees together, we're seeking the Lord and surrendering afresh to him. So let's bow before him. Let's get on our knees before the Lord. Jesus says, we have sung of your peace. We also desire to experience your peace. And as we have read Philippians chapter 4, we just choose right now to stop worrying. Whatever it is in your life that is causing you to worry, causing us to worry, let's choose to stop worrying, to see that for what it is, that it's sin and it's keeping us from our relationship with the Lord. So make the choice this evening to stop worrying. Acknowledge that worry accomplishes nothing. And then choose right now, each of us, just to be thankful. In your heart, in your prayer life right before the Lord, just begin to give thanks for who he is and what he's done. For some that haven't yet chosen to be thankful, make that choice of obedience right now to be thankful. The smallest blessings, be thankful. So Father, right now as a church family, we just choose to be thankful. We thank you that you're our dad, that you love us, that you sent your son for us, that you never leave us, that you never forsake us, that you're a good shepherd, Jesus, that you know us and you call us by name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that forgives us of our sins and makes us whole. We thank you for the promise of eternal life. No matter how tough this life gets, that we're headed towards heaven. We thank you for our church family, for brothers and sisters in Christ, Rocky Mountain Calvary. We thank you that we can come and sing before you this evening. Thank you for providing food for us and a roof over our head and clothes, transportation. Lord, we thank you. And now give your request to God. The scripture tells us, let your request be made known to God. Zechariah the priest was headed in to minister into the temple. His wife Elizabeth was barren. She was never able to have children. The angel comes and gives the message to Zechariah the priest and says, the Lord has heard your prayer. Your wife's going to have a child. And that child's going to be John the Baptist. The Lord has heard your prayer. Do you believe that God hears you right now? He hears you specifically. He cares about what's going on in your life. And so give him those burdens. Give him those worries. Let your requests be made known to God. So right now in your heart, cry out before him. Father, as we cast our cares upon you, our burdens upon you, we thank you that you care for us, that we're not able to lift these burdens, but we ask in Jesus' name, by your mercy and your grace, that, that you would lift these burdens off of us. And we receive by faith your peace that surpasses understanding. I'd ask that you just open your hands to the Lord and receive that peace. Receive the peace that bypasses your understanding to guard your soul, to guard your heart and mind. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to have answers or know what the future beholds, and allow your Father to hold you. Allow him to give you that peace that surpasses understanding. So Jesus, would you guard us? Would you guard our minds? Would you guard our souls? Would you take our anxious heart and replace it with your peace? Would you take our despair and would you fill it with hope? So Lord, we love you and we thank you. We ask that tonight would be a special night, that we could draw near to you and that you would draw near to us. And we surrender afresh to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Jesus tells us it is a little harder to get up than it used to be, huh?
Amen.
I heard a few groans out there. I'm with you. I'm with you. Jesus said to the woman at the well that he seeks those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And we have the opportunity tonight and every day of our lives to worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. And he's rushing to the hearts of those that will worship in spirit and in truth. And for the next few moments as we continue into worship, I would really encourage you to seek the Lord. And maybe it's going back to a quiet place in the sanctuary and getting out your Bible and reading. Maybe it's returning to get on your knees. Maybe it's lifting your hands to the Lord or sitting in stillness. But to choose to worship the Lord and say, God, here I am. I'm seeking you. I'm giving you praise. I'm giving you glory. And then listen to what the Lord would want to speak to your heart. The Holy Spirit can do more in a moment than we can do in a lifetime. And Jesus exhorts us. He says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So that means the Spirit is communicating to the church, and we're the church. God's wanting to speak to us tonight. And I would just encourage you, as you take this time to worship the Lord, to respond to his leading in your life. Right in this moment, Lord, you're leading me to raise my hands, so I'm going to raise my hands to you. Maybe I've never done that before. God, you're leading me to sing to you. Your word tells me to sing to you, so I'm going to sing to you. God, you're asking me to sit and to be still, so I'm going to sit and wait. The Lord may put on your heart to pray with someone. Maybe as you're worshiping, someone's on your heart, and just go pray for them. Be obedient to those leadings of the Spirit. So, Father, we thank you that you're with us, the promise of your presence. We don't want to go through the motions tonight, but we really do want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we ask, God, that you would be glorified. We're here to glorify you, to seek you, and that work that you would desire to do in our lives. God, would you break chains in our lives? Would you take bitterness? Would you take lust? Would you take covetousness, anger? Lord, would you set people free from drugs and alcohol and pornography? Lord, but may that not be our desire. May our desire be you. And that's just the byproduct of meeting with you. That's the byproduct of having a relationship with you. So Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We also ask that you would stir our community, Lord, that you would bless the body of Christ, that you would bring hope to the hopeless and love to those that are unloved, that the gospel would go forth, that you would stir in us a heart for the lost, a heart for those that haven't heard the name of Jesus. So Jesus, would you come and would you lead this time? Would you usher us into your presence in a deeper way? And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains our cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead are breathing in life again. You cause your sun to shine on darkest night. For all that you've done, we will pour out our love. This will be Jesus, we love you. Oh, how we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. The hopeless have
As we're in this moment of vulnerability, of receiving, of believing the things that Jesus says about us, we're going to enter into a time of communion where we can just respond to the Lord, thank Him that He loves us in spite of who we are. That no matter how many times we fall short, that He picks us up and He still calls us worthy. Worthy enough to send His Son to die on a cross for us, that He would see something in us to choose to give His life so that we could spend eternity in freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from bondage, freedom from the grip of the grave. So Jesus, would You just take this sacrifice of praise? Would You continue to meet us in it? We love You and we're excited, God, for what You've already started, for the things that You're doing, for the things that You're going to do. In Jesus' name. Jesus, hear my voice again. I'm laying down every defense. I can't do this on my own. God, I need you. Jesus, hear my voice again.
Until the walls fall down.
Who can stand?